I hear a word from the Lord. I hear Holy Spirit saying that the plagues of long ago in Egypt, with the children of Israel being held against their will in bondage by Pharaoh, will look different from the plagues of now. And I don't know completely what that means, but I know this. There is a difference. It will be a plague nonetheless. And I keep hearing the Spirit of the Lord say that plagues could come in the form of a barrage of lies being uncovered, a barrage of exposure happening, where people have lied, and they have lied, and they've covered the lies, and covered the lies some more, then they've lied on top of the lies, and they've been very deceptive, and they've been very underground, and have done many things below board, under the table, that nobody knows and nobody has detected, but the Lord knows. There's many things, and so a plague, I hear the Spirit say that a plague could be that someone gets completely bombarded and snowed over, plowed down by the lies from their own mouths and hearts, by their own deceptions, coming up and out into the opening, or into the open, and being made available for all the world to see that things are not always what they appear to be. And so the Lord says again, the plagues of yore, the plagues of old, are different from the plagues of today. But either way, saith the Lord, I am releasing my people. I am pulling my people up and out of bondage. I am bringing my people into their promised land. I am showing my people that I am with them. I am protecting my people. I am blessing my people. I am relieving them of duty. They have worked hard and long enough for the enemy, for Egypt, for Pharaoh, and all that that means symbolically in today's times. But God said, I am removing them from the grips of Pharaoh, and it doesn't matter what Pharaoh screams, it doesn't matter what Pharaoh dances and tap dances to, and yells and sings and cries and laments and carries on and even extorts. Because yes, the enemy is low, and he will always move low. He is a snake. He is a snake in the grass, and he will always move at a low level. He will always use threats. He will always use threats of extortions, and he will always use the triggers that he knows of, because he's watched God's people for so long, for all their lives, all of our lives. He's watched us. He knows those things that we don't like, that we're uncomfortable with, that we are, become displaced from peace because of. He is very clear on a lot of those things, not all things, but on a lot of those things. And he knows to use those things to be stumbling blocks for God's people. But God said it will not prosper, not anymore. The things that the enemy did in the past, he will try to regurgitate and bring it back up to the surface, and will try to reuse and redo. God said, I will not allow it to be recycled. I will not allow you to hear the same excuses. He said, as I sent my servant Moses with his servant Aaron into the presence of the Pharaoh, and I made very clear what I wanted to happen. I showed signs and wonders, and I allowed my servant to plead with Pharaoh to release my people. Yet Pharaoh did not, and because his heart was wroth, I hardened his heart so that I could destroy him. And the Father says that even today, I will do the same to today's Pharaoh. I will destroy Pharaoh. I will bring Pharaoh to nothing. I will bring Pharaoh to its needs. I will bring Pharaoh down. I will make Pharaoh the footstep, the footstool of my people. And I will cause Pharaoh to quickly let go, release my people, said the Father. And I hear the Father say, there will not be a chase to the Red Sea. Not this time, says the Father. He said, this time there will be a release. And when the release comes, it's not going to be Pharaoh coming back. I changed my mind. Go get him. Bring him back here. It's not going to be any of that. It's going to be one and done, said the Father. One and done, said the Spirit of the living God. I'm going to do this, said the Father. And he said today, the exposure will happen. The exposure that you need, because you need to see something. He said, many of my people are looking for a reason. They're looking for an excuse. He said, even though I have told them that there is better, that there is more, and that there is a promised land, that I have connected to their heritage that will bless them beyond anything that they've ever seen. He said, even though I've said that, because of the crafty work of the enemy over years and years, and of all of the messaging, and of all of the way that this world operates and is, it has become necessary, said the Father, that I do things that create reasons for my people to obey me. And he said, I will do it this time because I understand the pain and the heartache that they perceive as a consequence of their departure. But he said, nonetheless, I will make it so plain, so simple and cut and dry that they would look foolish to remain, because it will be so clear that what was presented was a lie all along. That what has been done has been a complete setup. It has been a complete collaboration of peoples to hold on to my people so that they could benefit from the sweat of their brow, so that they could benefit and live an easy life, and live a life that was catered to by others, and to live in the shadow of favor or fame or blessings or prosperity or whatever is involved that Pharaoh considers to be too costly to release. God said, in reality, it's too costly to hold on to it. It's going to cost you, I hear the Lord saying directly to the enemy, to Pharaoh, to those holding on to his people, when he has clearly said, let them go. He said, you hold on, it's going to cost you. You think that if my people go, it's going to cost them. And that is the lie from Satan. That is a lie from the pit of hell that you have told my people. But the Lord says now, no, it's going to cost you. Just like the plagues cost Pharaoh and his people these plagues are going to cost you. It's going to cost you to hold on. And in the end, you still won't be able to hold on to them, because I am going to release my people, saith the Father. And all eyes will behold, the world will see it, and they will also see your transgressions, because I will make them clear like a glass with spring water. The Lord says, I'm going to pollute the water with your transgressions, and the world will see it. They will watch all of it stir around in the water and pollute the water, and they will realize that the best thing that could ever happen was for his people to be released. God said his power prevails every time, and he doesn't lie. And what he spoke before that did not happen was not, it's never going to happen. It simply means it did not happen yet. But God says, and now is the time that it shall happen. He said, I am sore with enemy. And he said, I am grieved for my people who have been held up and held back. Even those who look to be, they are in a state of prosperity. He said, I see their hearts, and I see their souls, and I see their spirits. For man looks on the outward, but I look upon the heart, said the Father. And I see the grief, and I see the heaviness, and I see what they shroud with their smiles and with their happiness, with their presentation to the world. I see what is really going on the inside, and it grieves me. He said, I do not like to be grieved, and I do not like my people to be grieved. And I will cause Pharaoh to let my people go. This is a warning. This is a word of warning to anyone who has allowed themselves to become extorters, to become manipulators, to become captors of any of God's people. No matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter what their status is, no matter what their socio-eco status is, no matter what they're called to do, called to be, no matter what they are doing right now, anyone holding on to, keeping in captive, extorting, harassing, manipulating God's people will find themselves suddenly in a state of confusion and pain and darkness. Just as with the plagues of Egypt in the book of Exodus. Much confusion, much crying out, much pain, much darkness, many things happening, many plagues of different manner. I keep hearing that, of a different manner than of old. But just as horrendous and just as frightening and just as devastating nonetheless. Let my people go, said the Father. I'm going to say it again by the Spirit of the Living God. Let my people go.